Support for today's show comes from Deloitte. What does the future look like? By melding business acumen and innovative technology, Deloitte can help you build the future only you can imagine. They can help engineer solutions for your business reality today and your vision for tomorrow, to get you to a world where you don't just dream it, you build it. See how you can engineer advantage with Deloitte at deloitte.com/us/engineeringadvantage.
Support for Pivot comes from ServiceNow. By now, you've probably heard about AI. You might even be sick of hearing about it. But despite all the hype, it's not always clear how AI can help your business. ServiceNow has some ideas. With their intelligent platform, they can put AI to work across your company, improving customer experiences, helping non-coders code, accelerating your IT team's productivity, and resolving HR cases faster. So work can actually work better for everyone. So stop the hype and start putting AI to work. Go to servicenow.com/genAI to see why the world works with ServiceNow.
Hi, everyone. This is a special emergency episode of Pivot from New York Magazine and the Vox Media Podcast Network. I'm Kara Swisher.
And my date with Sofia Vergara is on hold, Kara. It's on it's on hold.
Explain.
And by the way, my role as lead synthesizer and keyboardist is on hold also with Rufus DeSoul. That is on hold as well.
Also on hold. Good, good. Because, you know, we'll see what happens. We may sound a little different today, but we couldn't wait till next week. Elon says the Twitter deal is paused. Like I said, he would. Thank you very much. What he tweeted this morning on Friday morning, Twitter deal temporarily on hold, not just on hold, but temporarily on hold, pending details supporting calculation of spam fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users still committed to acquisition was his second tweet. Oh my God, the bots. He's using the bot thing. He's using spam as the excuse. Whatever, he wants a lower price. Spam and bots make up less than 5% of users. Twitter has said this. So he's found a hook to hang his little coat on. What do you think, Scott?
This is total bullshit. He said to his lawyers, I need to get out of this airtight contract. Find me an escape clause. And the best they could find was the only way he gets out of this contract, at least legally, is that if he violates or if Twitter's SEC filings are incorrect or not accurate.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, maybe this is not accurate. They claim that approximately 5%. But the problem is, even if he claims it's not accurate and he proves it's not accurate, he's got to prove to a Delaware court that it caused a material adverse effect.
Yeah.
So, but this is where, and when I say I read the purchase agreement, basically I read Matt Levine's review of the purchase agreement, who, by the way, is my Yoda on all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't see how you force an individual to show up with $45 billion. So,
right. Which he knows.
And this is the worst thing of all of this, and I'll come back to it. The worst thing about all of this is that we now have a society where we have said to billionaires, you no longer need to comply with the law. He knows he doesn't need to comply with the law.
Well, I'm going to interject here.
Go ahead.
Think he wants a lower price. I when I tweeted this on Monday, which I said, he can't pay this price. He's going to do something here. I wonder when he's going to drop. Because Twitter would have dropped like a bomb. Drop like right down to the bottom.
I agree.
Like the rest of it, worse than the other tech stocks.
Agreed.
And so he couldn't, at this price, $54.20, joke as it is, was way too much at this point, including with Tesla shares going down and this and that. And so the minute I did that, a friend of his, Keith Raboy, I think he's a friend of his, tweeted, he's going to walk away and then wait for a lower price and then be a hero when he buys it at $15 billion. He wants a lower price. That's what he's doing. He's trying to, I don't know why he can't just say, you know, things have changed on Wall Street. I want a lower price. Just pay the billion and then come back. It's a convenient accusation to essentially saying Twitter's lying to him.
Yeah, but I don't see, I mean, this board, I would have argued this board accepted, did not live up to their fiduciary duty and accepted the offer too quickly to begin with. But I think if the board lets him do this, then they've totally outed themselves as an ineffective board because he has proven himself unstable, unreliable, and just bringing a lot of volatility. I think the board,
what can they do, Scott?
They can reject the offer, Kara.
Yes, they can. Now they've accepted the offer.
They can say, you are no longer a serious actor. You've wasted enough of our time. Best of luck to you. Take off. You couldn't secure the financing. You didn't show up.
Well, he
you
did secure the financing. Lies. He has secured the financing.
I don't think. Okay, hold on.
All right.
I can't imagine that his credit, that the people doing this financing have not called and said, well, hold on. What's the upside for us? What equity investor wants to buy this stock at $54 when it's trading at $40
you're
and it'll go, and it'll go to
$28? Caveat at that price. At that price. Things have changed in a week, essentially, or 2 weeks. So here's what we said when we recorded yesterday.
As of now, this deal is off. It makes absolutely no sense for Elon Musk.
Can he just sit and wait and then reprice or not?
That's the correct question. For $1 billion, he has 6 months to kind of see what happens. He will come up with reasons, something around woke or conservative, or he'll try and reprice the deal. There's a specific performance clause in these deals.
Perfect. So with Twitter going down in price, it's already going down, but as you said, it could go down to what, 20 is what you were saying? A very small amount. Snoop Dogg tweeted, may have to buy Twitter now. Everyone's going to come in here, correct, Scott?
I don't think there's a lot of buyers. I think if any, again, this is an individual.
$15 billion? No?
Here's the thing. What this whole process has done is it's outed how bad a business this is, because it's shown the world there were no other buyers. All the buyers I thought were out there did not materialize.
All right, but that's $45 billion. But go ahead.
It is laid bare to the world that this is a company only doing $1 billion in EBITDA, and it is exactly the kind of company, quite frankly, Kara, that would have lost 30 to 50% of its value in the in the time since he closed the acquisition. So
Right.
I don't think a bunch of suitors come out. I think a bunch of suitors, anyone with deep pockets right now, is going to go big game hunting for much slower, cheaper prey right now than a social media network.
To not buy Twitter for you don't think the Dan Loebs of the world, the Bill Ackmans, aren't going to be looking at this thing at $15 billion over
$45
billion?
They can't get
it
at $15. $15 billion, $15 billion would be a third of where it's now. Or the you're saying someone could close a transaction at $18 a share? That's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
If he leaves, it goes probably down to somewhere in the 20s, and the board tells the management team, as they should, to get back to work.
Right. And not to – what if he comes in with a $25 price then, if it's down in
the 20s? I can't predict this board's actions, but most boards would say, all right, we believed your bullshit. We accepted the offer. We put in place what we thought was an airtight contract. I think they have a fiduciary duty if he doesn't show up with $45 billion dollars to sue him for the $45 billion. He has signed an airtight contract. He has disrupted the entire organization. They have stopped listening to other suitors, and they are trying to cooperate with him. They have made all sorts of agreements around sharing information.
He's acting like he owns it. He's wandering around like he owns the place.
And then they're going to say, no, you can buy it for $30 a share?
Right.
I don't think they're going to do that. But again, they've done things I didn't think they were going to do before.
And he's also saying they're lying to him about the bots. You know, one bot he hates is Elon Jet, which I love, which tracks the movements of his private plane. But this is really interesting that he picked bots. That, to me, was fascinating. You know, and even as he was insulting Biden yesterday and talking about, I don't know if you saw, we have a war on straws. He's obsessed with the war on straws.
He would have picked too many snacks in the snack room if he thought that was his best route to try and worm out of this.
Yeah.
This has, and quite frankly, this will probably be the one positive thing that comes out of this, and that is there's going to be more scrutiny and examination of a real issue, and that is the bots here. And not only that, the bots are way more than 5%.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Twitter has been lying.
Which he probably knew.
That's exactly right. And his lawyer said, if we want to prove a material adverse effect, which is not going to be easy, and we want to not look like what we are, and that is people coming up with bullshit reasons to either retrade or walk, we have to come up with the least illegitimate excuse. And this isn't even a legitimate reason. This is the least illegitimate that his lawyers have pointed out to him. And
so
all of a sudden, he's concerned about bots, who, by the way, are the same bots who have been pumping up Tesla for the last 5 years.
He knows of bots. The man knows of bots. We're going to do a quick break. And when we get back, I want you to talk, where do you think this is going, both of us? We'll be back with more on Elon's Twitter bid in our emergency pivot session.
Support for Pivot comes from the Optimistic Outlook podcast. What can a microgrid on Chicago's South Side teach us about the future of energy? How can we fight to make clean air a basic human right? And why are there almost a million open manufacturing jobs right now? There's only a few people in the world with the expertise, access, and perspective to give real answers to those questions. And Barbara Humpton, the CEO of Siemens USA, is one of them. On her podcast, The Optimistic Outlook, you get a seat at the table with Barbara as she shares the latest insights on breakthroughs in manufacturing technologies that are reshaping our reality. Barbara's guests include thought leaders, industry mavericks, and researchers who all share actionable information and ideas about the technologies that are creating our future. Recent episodes highlight how new technology paired with sustainability efforts has radically changed workplaces across the spectrum, from hospitals and energy plants to transportation systems. Other fascinating topics include sustainable beer brewing, the power of 3D printing, and the incredible potential of self-healing concrete. To learn more, join the dozens and dozens of people who tune into this podcast. Listen to The Optimistic Outlook wherever you consume your podcasts.
Support for Pivot comes from Pendo. Think about some experiences you've had where your review was nice enough. That restaurant down the street you heard was great, nice enough. That boutique hotel you were so excited to try? Oh, nice enough, I guess. Not exactly ringing endorsements. And these days, if your brand's app experience is just nice enough, chances are you won't be keeping your users engaged the way you want to. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo can also help you get answers to critical questions about how users are engaging with your app. Then turn those insights into action, all in one easy-to-use platform. Visit pendo.io/pivot to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/pivot to learn more.
Scott, we're back. Okay. All right. So he's using the bots. Not a bad, you know, he could use, what else would be good? What other excuse is his next excuse? It's what? Overestimating users, that kind of thing, right?
They're not, I mean, if you look at the purchase agreement, he said he waived his rights to due diligence.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, this purchase agreement is pretty airtight, but where I think Matt Levine and other people do get it wrong is they look at an agreement and they pretend, or they under the understandable notion that Elon Musk is subject to the same laws as everyone else. He's not.
Yeah.
He'll start tweeting angry things to the SEC and their lawyers. And you know what Twitter will do? Twitter will say, okay, just take his $1 billion and let's move on. Did they really think? Because if the purchase agreement says he has to show up with the money, assuming he can get debt financing, who's going to leave their debt financing in place for the shit show that will be Twitter in the midst of a war where a buyer doesn't want to own it?
At this price, during this meltdown, the tech meltdown. Let's keep
that
in mind.
I don't care what the agreement says. You can't force someone to show up with $45 billion.
Two things. I think he wants to reprice. That's what he's going to try first. Or walk away and reprice, or reprice, one or the other. You think there's no other buyers at the lower price, correct?
Well, it depends how, if the stock were to, I believe that if the stock were, if this hadn't happened, if this company had just traded to its natural level, if you look at what has happened to everything else, and you look at where he started buying shares at 32, it's hard to imagine this company wouldn't be in the low 20s, which puts it at about 27 billion. Puts it at about $22 billion, which means you need $30 billion to take it out. I think in this environment, there are very few buyers. All of the buyers are also licking their wounds. Salesforce is down. Disney is down.
And they
probably see a lot of different opportunities. The opportunity set is so big now.
So Elon is the only buyer. And by the way, as Andrew Sorkin and others noted on our Shorter Spaces last night, which you were on, this guy could transform it. I don't know why he's playing all these games. He certainly has the ability. He should just reprice and try to buy it.
I stick with my original notion.
You think he's not going to buy it?
Look what's happened here. Mm-hmm. He announces he's buying it. The stock steadily loses. Tesla, his golden goose, steadily loses 20%. Mm-hmm. He announces he's not buying it. He's trying to worm out of it. What happened to Tesla stock?
Tesla went up.
Went up. So, all right, connect the dots. Ahead. This guy doesn't want it. This guy doesn't want this.
I don't know.
He has woken up from his consensual hallucination with a hangover. I'm like, how do I get out of this? And I just don't think the board or the employees are going to go, wait, you're letting him reprice it? And then is he going to walk away again and demand more?
Yeah. Well, he could. The last thing, SEC, where are they? Where is the SEC? They were, of course, looking at the disclosure issue. Does this raise any regulatory issues in terms of whatever the heck he's doing? He does everything in plain sight, so maybe not. Or is there any kind of, you know, someone wrote me, a big investor, is like we said, Elon is not, like he said, he's not scared of the SEC. Well, he shouldn't be, correct? I mean, there's no repercussions here. Maybe lawsuits. He doesn't care. Right.
The best thing that's going to come out of this is that Twitter will get long overdue scrutiny about the sewer that is the feces that makes up the sewers here, which is anonymous accounts and bots, of which, by the way, Elon Musk and Tesla have been some of the big, and Tesla stock have been some of the biggest beneficiaries of. If this does anything to highlight that problem and start the road to cleaning it up, that's a good thing. The worst thing about this, in addition to the distraction of management and a distraction of our attention from much more important issues, is that this does nothing but cement the basic notion in our society that billionaires are, and especially innovators, are not subject to the same laws as everyone else.
Yeah, that is true. He can do whatever he wants. And by the way, let's get on this straw issue, the straws. And then he used it for virtue signaling to the right, which was interesting. All right, Scott. So you think he's out. I think he's repricing. Is that correct?
I don't know if he's trying to reprice, but I think he's effectively out because I think the Twitter board and management, I think the board would be under such fire from management if they said, you're really letting him do this. You're letting him walk away again. You're going to let him walk away and come back and fuck with us for another 6 months?
Yeah.
I just think the board has to show some sack here and say, and legitimately say, sorry, boss, you are no longer a credible acquirer.
Yeah. Well, that could be. He could get up to 15% though at the lower price too. He could make a lot of trouble for them. Here's the thing. Ignore his screaming, I suppose. He's very loud and he's got loud followers, but you can ignore him, board of Twitter, or you could just take the bid and admit what you've done. Like, you know, he backed you into a corner. He has all the leverage and now you're paying the price.
You know what I would do if I were Twitter? If I were the board? If this didn't work, I'd kick him off the platform. I'm just so sick of hearing this bullshit notion around First Amendment and free speech. I would say, if an outside investor was wreaking havoc with Vox and constantly distracting management, we would kick them off of Vox.
No, I'm going to give you a no on that one.
That's what I would do. It's an indulgence.
It's ridiculous. How about ignore?
Get out of here.
How about mute? There's a thing called a mute button.
That is their only
Twitter.
Leverage, Kara. They should threaten
mute.
It. We are contemplating kicking off the platform.
Don't have
We're a private
are you
company.
Kidding? You could contemplate it if you had backbone, but they do not.
If I were on this board, I'd be like, our only leverage here is to say, you know what, boss? We're kind of sick of you. We're a private company. You can scream First Amendment. This has nothing to do with the First Amendment.
Yeah.
We're sick of you damaging shareholder value. We're going to kick you off the platform, and you can scream at us off of Getter or Rumble or 4chan.
All right. I think he wants it. I still think he wants it. I just do. We'll see. But it's a lot of jazz hands from Elon Musk. Jazz hands. That's what's happening today, everybody. And I agree with him on straws.
By the way,
what?
My plans to pee just 2 times a day and have the flow of the Canadian side of the Niagara Falls are on hold, Kara.
All right.
They're on hold.
Okay, Scott. Thanks. I got to go. Thanks for this special update. As usual, Pivot brings you the news now because we are working for you, our audience.
Oh, my
for
God.
The latest
I wish
news.
People could see me. I'm dancing. I got a little bit of rhythm.
You're dancing. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, of course. Follow us on Twitter. And you know what? Let's give a big thank you to Elon Musk. We really appreciate the content. We'll be back on Tuesday for a regular episode unless he does something else, like goes to Mars. I don't know. Read us out, Scott.
Today's show was produced by the regular cast of characters who demonstrate constant agility and humor us, and we appreciate your good work and effort. Everyone have a great weekend.
Hi. Hi, we're Visible. We're the wireless company with nothing to hide. Seriously. Hidden fees? We don't have them. Annual contracts? Not our thing. Great wireless on just one line? Now that's more like it. Get unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month. Taxes and fees included. That's right, $25 a month, every month. Sorry, hidden fees. We're just not that into you. Sometimes the choice is just Visible. Switch today at Visible.com. Rate with service on the Visible plan. For additional terms and network management practices, see Visible.com.